if she comes back? What if there's no way of moving back? What when your face falls apart? Have you got enough time?
From the land of the sky and to high strangers around the globe, this is Joshua P. Warren's Speaking of Strange, hosted by Vance Pollock.
And the world is becoming more and more insane every day. Welcome to the program that gives you breaking news and insight into the paranormal and downright weird, where the unusual becomes usual, and we don't just discuss it, we go into the field to investigate. I'm your host, Vance Pollock, joined in the studio by investigator Shelley Wright. How are you, Shell?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well. Sam, the animal steel producing Sammy, how are you?
Been a hot minute, Vance. Doing well. Doing well.
Good to hear it. And a very special guest this evening.
An interloper.
The fellow we sometimes affectionately refer to as the big JPW, Joshua P. Warren. How are you, Josh?
I feel like I'm back home, Vance.
What a
wonderful treat. This is like an early birthday present for me. To be back in the studio with you, Sam, Shelley, and you know what? This is the first time I have ever been an in-studio guest on Speaking of Strange.
So it's a special night here.
Yeah.
October 1st episode of October 2017. And we've got a lot to talk about. There are new tours, new tour guides. There's a new podcast that you're doing in conjunction with Speaking of Strange that we're going to teach people how they can avail themselves of this new information. A lot to talk about. And I'm sure one of the first thoughts being that you have the Bermuda Triangle Research Headquarters down there in Puerto Rico, you're hearing it all the time. Puerto Rico, you made it out of there. You were not on the ground when the hurricanes lashed Puerto Rico. What do you hear?
Well, it really is as bad as you keep hearing in the media, because you're right. I was fortunate. I did leave just before the hurricanes hit. And, you know, Vance, I was in Puerto Rico on one occasion over the past 5 years when there was a tropical storm that came through my area. That was impressive enough. So I can't imagine what it would look like to sit there and watch a Cat 5 hurricane tear across that place. And, you know, I was mentioning before we went on the air that even when the weather there was absolutely beautiful, the power would go out every seven to 10 days. And that's because the infrastructure there is so weak and outdated, and they've done a poor job of just sort of patching it up as time has gone on. And so now the island, after 3 weeks, is still primarily out of power. Still, most people do not have reliable access to clean water. And we're talking 3.5 million U.S. citizens trapped on an island. Most of them couldn't even leave if they wanted to. And it's going to be a long, painful process. I've not had a good conversation with anybody in Puerto Rico. You get a little text once in a while if they can catch a signal. So I still have no idea what the state of the Bermuda Triangle Research Center is. So that's going to be an interesting surprise. But I'm just hoping that more than anything, this terrible event provides an opportunity for the infrastructure to finally be properly repaired, brought up to date to make it much stronger than it was before.
Well, let's hope so. And we're all glad that you made it out of there. And hope for the best that all your neighbors down there and your place fared well. You explained to me that Boca Raton is positioned at a point on the island where it's kind of in a bay. It's kind of shielded to a degree by a mountain range. And you're still hoping that maybe Boca Raton didn't bear the brunt of this.
Yeah, I think that area is the very best area you could be in, given the trajectory of this storm. For those who are not really familiar with the layout of Puerto Rico, it's sort of shaped like a rectangle. And that rectangle is about 100 miles wide and about 35 miles from top to bottom. San Juan is kind of in the northeastern corner. And Boquerón, where my place is in the southwestern corner. So they're diagonally on in opposite positions from each other. And then there's this huge mountain range, which goes right down, they call it the spine of the island, mountains that are almost 5,000 feet tall. So these hurricanes, they usually come in from the east, and so just being on the western side is helpful to begin with, but this particular hurricane came in from the southeast and went up through the northwest, and it kind of followed that trail of mountains. So Boquerón and Cabo Rojo is definitely the best area you could want to be in for a storm like that.
Yeah, well, we'll certainly keep listeners appraised of what we find out down there, because like you were saying, even news that you get is spotty. Mm-hmm. Maybe a text or two coming out. The media has probably given people the closest look at what things are like as, you know, in the weeks following the storm. People went down there, journalists were on the ground to sort of document. You say they're still finding dead bodies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I guarantee you there are going to be hundreds of more dead bodies found when they get up into the mountains. People who've never been up in the mountains have no idea just how rugged and how dangerous that terrain is. Most people who have even been to Puerto Rico have just come in on a cruise ship or something like that, and they get to spend the day in San Juan. And that's all built as a big tourist destination. And in fact, it's the most visited port in the Caribbean. Millions of people visit that port every year on these cruise ships. But when you get away from San Juan and you go into these mountains, I mean, you have people who are living in the scariest positions, just sort of, you know, hovering over the edge of some of these cliffs. And the roads are extremely narrow. Often you'll find the side of a road is crumbling off into some vast chasm. And it's just really scary to drive up through those mountains. So it's going to take a long time to just get those roads cleared. And, yeah, there's no telling how many dead people are up in the mountains right now.
Sad. So our thoughts and prayers certainly with the people of Puerto Rico. Let's jump on to the new Speaking of Strange podcast, Josh. It's a little bit different from what people are used to hearing in podcasting from us. We may go a few weeks with radio silence, but that's all changed with your new project. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, you know, the main reason, of course, that I handed over hosting duties to you, Vance, is that I, you know, with all my travels and stuff especially, I just didn't have the time to sit down and do a show of this magnitude. People may not realize that producing a radio show is a lot more than just what you get to hear. For every hour of actual content that is broadcast, there are many hours of preparation and study and research that go in. So it's a much more time-consuming process. And so, therefore, you know, I started sort of supplementing this show here and there by doing what I called the Speaking of Strange Report, which would just be an update for me once in a while that would go on our podcast page. But in addition to that, I now have created something entirely new. Because people have been telling me over the past 15 or 16 years of working in radio, you got to do something daily, do something daily, do something daily. And it just never seemed possible for me because I have so many projects going on. And then, this is kind of an odd way of putting it, but I was in Boulder, Colorado recently, taking a hot shower. I can see Shelly getting all steamed up over there.
Go on.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
And this has nothing to do with the fact that recreational marijuana is legal there, by the way. But I saw a flash of light.
You had some edibles.
I did have some edibles, actually. I saw a flash of light, and I had this vision. And I realized, wow, I think I can figure out a way of doing a daily podcast that's different than how anybody else in the world is doing a daily podcast. Essentially, the problem with doing a podcast is, you know, you usually sit down, you have to open up your computer, you open up some programs, you put on your headphones, you get your microphone, you record the thing, then you edit the thing, then you render the thing, then you upload the thing, then you promote the thing. I mean, it's a big ordeal. But I figured out a way for me to reach into my pocket, no matter where I am, as long as I have a cell phone signal, take out this little cell phone, call a number, hit a button, and I just record. It's like a long voicemail message. I can go up to 6 hours if I want to.
And you will.
Yeah. And then I hit, boom, I'm done, and the thing is automatically saved and uploaded and distributed all over the podcast network. So I could do an update that's just a couple minutes. Like I could say, look, guys, I'm too hungover to do anything today. Sorry, I'll get back to you tomorrow. Boom. I could do that if I wanted to. Or I could say, I'm standing in the middle of a crop circle right now. I'm talking to this old farmer here.
It's not out of the realm of possibility.
No. I mean, or I could say, I'm in a castle in Romania right now. Here's what I'm seeing. Here's what I'm experiencing. I can give you a live, unfiltered, unedited update directly from anywhere in the world, in the field, while putting out no more energy than it would take to leave a long voicemail message. And so I created Joshua P. Warren Daily. And so, for example, I recorded one before I came over here and saying, hey, I'm excited. I'm getting ready to go to the studio tonight and see Sam and Vance and Shelley and do Speaking of Strange. So, you know, it could be about any kind of subject. And so if you go to joshuapwarren.com, click the link at the top.
Is there a period after the P?
There is no period after the P in Joshua P.
We weren't real clear on that. We're glad to have you here to clarify.
We were kind of confused, like, shoot, is there? There's not.
I never could remember. Shelley usually, she eeny, meeny, miny, moe over there and said that there was no period after the P.
Some people have been actually legitimately confused by that, and they have said to me, why don't you use a period after your P? And I say, well, it's a website address. It would mess it up if you put another dot in there.
It would, wouldn't it?
I think it would, yeah.
I'm not positive.
Let's be bold and try it. Let's see what happens. So I know you're coming up on a break soon, but I would like to talk a little bit more about that podcast because there's some other cool stuff I want to communicate about it.
I did see a teaser that said random celebrity run-ins.
Oh, that's true.
And yeah. I don't know what that is yet.
Okay, well.
So, I mean, I'd like to know. Inquiring minds want to know. I want to know.
You'll like this one especially.
Sam wants to know. It's Joshua P. Warren Speaking of Strange with your host Vance Pollock and Joshua P. Warren sitting in tonight. It's good to have Josh around. And Shelley, of course, and Sam. And we've got a whole lot to talk about. We'll talk a little bit more about Joshua P. Warren Daily, the new podcast from JPW. We'll talk about the Biltmore Village Tour and a couple of lovely hostesses who will show you around the Biltmore Village. It's Speaking of Strange. We'll be right back after this break. Joshua B. Warren speaking of strange. That's right. Speaking of strange, with your host Vance Pollock and Joshua P. Warren in the studio. Shelley, we'll get to you if your C-word isn't bothering you too bad.
Hey-o!
Shelley didn't want to jinx herself by suggesting that she had a cold. Get your mind out of the gutter. Cold. She didn't want to say that. Do you kind of understand that superstition, Josh? You don't want to jinx yourself. I've walked into the emergency room and looked around and said to the cop on duty there, it's kind of quiet around here. And he's like, shh, don't say that. Yeah, you don't want to jinx it sometimes.
Yeah, I believe there's something to that. And if not, what's the harm in just being cautious?
Right. Absolutely.
Denial.
Well, Joshua P. Warren Daily, available at joshuapwarren.com. Sam said he had seen a couple of the promos for it. What was that you wanted to get the scoop on, Sam?
The random celebrity run-in?
Well, I had a number of them, but the big one, and I'm going to try my best to keep this.
Is Walter Matthau still alive?
No.
Oh.
On the podcast, I described this using much more colorful language than I can use on this FCC regulated broadcast. But after being in Vegas and having all kinds of interesting celebrity experiences, I was on the elevator with Coolio, for example. I got to hang out with some of the guys from
Gil Gerard.
No, nothing will ever touch Gil Gerard. I got to hang out with some of the guys from Pawn Stars, for example. As a matter of fact, Rick Harrison bartends on Friday and Saturday nights at a barbecue joint right next to the pawn shop there. Yeah, it's very weird. But here's the thing that just blew my mind. It'd be one thing if I told you that I had some big celebrity encounter in Vegas. You'd kind of expect that as a possibility. But no, I'm in Vegas for 2 weeks. I fly back to Charlotte, North Carolina. I got off of the airplane, and Lauren and I had quite a bit of heavy carry-on.
Well, I mean, lots of stuff from the Wayne Newton Museum, I would assume.
And so Lauren was going to sort of stand there with our luggage, and I was going to walk down the terminal away to where you can rent these little carts for like $5 to help you roll your stuff to wherever you're going. So I go walking over to rent this cart. I'm down the terminal a bit from Lauren, and I see a bit of a commotion as some people are coming off of another airplane. And I look over, and lo and behold, to my shock and amazement, is Mr. Freakin' T. Okay? And there are not very many things that you see in life that completely erase every other thought in your brain. No worries, no stress. I was 110% fixated on the fact I'm looking at Mr. Freakin' T here. Now, that is something you never, ever think is going to happen to you. I mean, it just never crosses your mind. You're going to turn a corner and unexpectedly see Mr. T. So I'm looking down in Lauren's direction, and I'm telepathically shooting, like, are you seeing this? You know, Mr. T is here. Mr. T.
Was he wearing the chains?
He wasn't wearing the chains. So I go, you know, pretty much like rushing back down to Lauren. I'm like, Lauren.
Like a little child.
Mr. T is there. Mr. T. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's nice. And I'm like, are you serious?
That's it?
This is amazing. This is earth-shattering. That we get off an airplane after we've had all this crazy stuff happen to us in Vegas. We get off an airplane and Mr. T is here? So the story gets even better, though. what the heck?
That's me with Mr. T's face talking to you. I just pulled that up today.
Sam found a Mr. T video of some sort.
No, it's a face implant thing of Mr. T. I was just playing with it 2 hours before we got here. Now you're telling a Mr. T story.
See, there are no coincidences. But it gets better. So listen to this. It turns out that according to some type of policy or some kind of union restrictions or whatever, if it's coming a terrible thunderstorm and there is lightning, The guys who unload your baggage from the airplane and take it over to the baggage claim, they can't work. You have to wait until the lightning is a certain distance away. And when we landed, it was a horrible thunderstorm. I don't know if you remember the old Twilight Zone where the guy is like sweating bullets and he's in the middle of a thunderstorm and he looks out the window and there's like this little monster chewing on the wing and he's just
a big monster.
I was having flashbacks of that sort of scenario as we landed. So anyway, we went to baggage claim to pick up some props that I had to bring to Vegas with me. We I was shooting an episode of Ghost Adventures
Carrot
out there.
Top?
And I met Murray, the magician. That's kind of close. And so here's the thing. It took us over 2 hours to get our bags from baggage claim. But guess who else was stranded at baggage claim for 2 hours?
Mr. T.
Mr. Freaking T. So, and I kind of felt sorry for him because here he is. Everybody knows who Mr. T is. And he's trapped
a prisoner
here
of his own device
with all these people coming up to selfie. And he seems like he's being really nice. And I'm looking over there and I'm thinking, like, God, I don't, you know, you always feel like a dork when you walk up to some celebrity. But I was like, if I don't do this, I know I'm going to regret this the rest of my life.
I mean, that's your chance.
Yeah. So I said to Lauren, look, I'm going to go meet Mr. T. And she's like, go have fun. She was just like unfazed by this whole thing. Yeah. And she's of the generation, man, you know? And like, she's in her mid-40s. I don't get it.
Listeners can't see me in Vance just shaking.
I know.
Just,
I know.
The disgust, Lauren. Just
I can't explain it. So I walked up to Mr. T, and I put out my hand, and he put out his hand, and there was a spark right there when our hands clasp, and I'm thinking, I have got Mr. T's hand. This is Rocky. This is A-Team.
Clever Lang.
This is a national treasure. I'm shaking Mr. T's hand. And by the way, I was a lot bigger than Mr. T, which was very weird.
He has shrunk.
He must have shrunk a lot. I know he's
like
had some health
70.
Problem. Yeah, there were some guys off to the side like, I wonder what he'd do if I just went up and punched him. We'll see how bad he is. I'm like, come on, guys. Jeez. So anyway, so I said, Mr. T, I just want to thank you for all of the wonderful entertainment that you have given me throughout my life. It is just a huge honor to meet you in person. And Mr. T was the nicest guy. He said, man, what's your name? And I told him my name, and he started asking all these questions about me, and he said, yeah, I'm here in Charlotte because I'm promoting Fuse Iced Tea, I think it is.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Okay. Your mind kind of blanks out on
he
certain things when Mr.
Like,
T's standing there.
He has a clip show as well.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, it's like, I forget what channel it's on. It's on a streaming channel.
So I'm having this really great kind of conversation I probably talked to him for, you know, a few minutes. And, of course, there are other people around, so I didn't want to hog Mr. T.
Hog the T.
Yeah. And the thing is, if Lauren had been standing there, I probably would have...
Her vibes would have killed it.
Well, yeah, that's probably true. But I would have probably pulled him in for a quick
shot.
You
didn't get a selfie?
I didn't do the selfie thing, man. I couldn't bring myself...
We'll get a selfie on my app.
Okay, that'll be the next... We'll recreate it.
A dramatization.
I didn't do the selfie, though. And trust me, I'm not easily starstruck, okay? I've had a lot of celebrity experiences, but Mr. T did it for me. So that's one of my favorite experiences.
You've talked to the unknown Henson.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. So Mr. T, I mean, that was up there.
Mr. T is a national treasure. He is an icon. Keep kicking ass, Mr. T.
What's his real name? For 5 bonus points, what's Mr. T's real name?
Terrence.
Is it?
I believe so.
I have to look it up.
Well, we'll have to check. He is B.A. Baracus to my memory. That's Mr. Baracus to you.
Bad attitude.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, meeting Mr. T and being stranded. You think if he's stranded for like 2 hours, you envision him just getting angry and punching through the wall and going out there and getting his own luggage. But he's mortal. He's mortal, just like you and I. It's Speaking of Strange with Joshua P. Warren tonight on 570 AM and around the world at speakingofstrange.com. We'll be right back.
Speaking of strange, with your host Vance Pollock and Joshua P. Warren in the studio.
The man, the myth, the made-for-TV movie.
Ushering in October 2017. Yeah, we didn't bring you a fresh episode in a little bit. I was getting dozens and dozens of...
Dozens?
Yeah. Queries from listeners saying, when are you going to do a new episode? No, I did have some of our regulars, Brian and Aaron, and I could name names like I'm doing. I mean... I could go through the alphabet, but yeah, folks, this is the new one. If you are, in fact, listening to it on its first podcast, if this is a replay, then obviously it's not. If this is not October 2017, then you are somewhere in time with Speaking of Strange. But we're talking a little bit about new projects. Haven't even scratched the surface yet. But Joshua P. Warren Daly is going to keep you informed about things like encounters with Mr. T in the Charlotte airport and a lot more stuff. You're going to focus on your travels, your projects. You're going to, I would assume, tease about things in advance of going full public with some of the projects you are working on. What was it recently that you hadn't been able to discuss in detail, in any great detail, publicly, but now with Joshua P. Warren Daly, you get the chance to give people a closer glimpse
have
at
you,
what's going
answer
on.
Answer honestly, have you made an episode while you were on the can?
Not yet.
Okay.
That's amazing, though, isn't it? I don't know what's stopping me. Well, you know, here's something that I want to make sure everybody understands. For the last 25 years or so, I have worked in television, I have published books, I've obviously done radio, and 9 times out of 10, whatever you discover, whatever you find, it gets somehow edited by some other party before it makes it to the people. So, for example, if you're writing a book that goes to a big publisher, that there are editors who come in there and they will try to manipulate things. I have worked on major television projects and where we've gotten astounding stuff that just gets locked away and put into a vault and nobody ever gets to see it. And obviously, most of the listeners know about my experience in 2005 with the X-Ops program for Discovery. They spent about $400,000 for us to shoot 60 minutes. We had an amazing time. There was a team of 7 of us. We went to Roswell to investigate the ghosts of the aliens. We interviewed on camera doctors, nurses who had had these encounters. We had people, spooky people, following us around the whole time. We were detained by the Roswell Police Department without explanation. And finally, we captured some of the most astonishing footage that I've ever seen. And then as soon as we turned it in, suddenly everybody at the company there at Discovery who was associated with the project disappeared. They were, for one thing, they were fired, but then we couldn't even get a hold of them personally. You know, you'd call their house and somebody would just hang up. And basically, you know, Jim Castle, who was the director of this project, said, you know, he's like, I've got 5 Emmys. I've been working in this field my whole life. I was born in L.A. He says, I've never seen a project treated this weirdly before. And so all the good stuff that we found is locked away in a vault somewhere in, I presume, Silver Springs, Maryland, right beside the NSA building, by the way. And it will never probably be exposed. And so I could give you more examples of this. Just recently, I worked on a TV show, and it's uncertain whether or not they're going to actually use some of what we found because of sensitivity issues. So the great thing about Joshua P. Warren Daly is that when I pick up this phone and I record a message to you, it's not being edited. Even if I slip up and say something that I might not have wanted to say, it's still going to be in there.
Sucks if it's 40 minutes in.
And yeah. Also, yes, there will be some curse words used. I'm just going to speak naturally as things flow out of my mouth. But it's not being passed through a corporation or an editor or a program director or anything like that. This is as raw and pure and immediate as you could possibly get. I don't have to pass this by anybody. I record it. It gets put into my system, and then you can subscribe through iTunes or Stitcher. You can just go and listen. Or if you follow me on Twitter, then I try to tweet when I have new ones posted, even though sometimes I'm having problems with my Twitter thing. But anyway, so there are all these different options for how you can hear these things. But I want you to understand, you're not going to find a more pure, immediate, raw form of content than what you're going to get from these daily podcasts. And I'm going to do them 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Are we to hold you to that?
That's my plan.
What happens if you don't? What do we as the listeners get if you don't, if you renege on that promise?
I'm going to jump off a cliff.
Oh, my. You heard it here first, people.
So it's exciting, and what a wonderful thing, because this show, speaking of strange, because it takes a lot of effort to coordinate everybody and get this show put together, people do get frustrated when there is not a new show every week. And so this is at least something that will give them a daily bit of content to sort of keep them involved with what we're up to.
Right, and I like the fact that the content's fresh. You know, sometimes if we're a couple weeks between shows, we're making notes, I need to talk this up, and then by the time we come together to do the show, it's old news. It's kind of lost that sense of immediacy. Mm-hmm. But with Joshua P. Warren Daily, it's all new. It's all almost stream of consciousness. Will you do some poetry readings?
Why not? I mean, and on some days, I'll be posting two or three or four of these. If there's a lot going on, there's no limit to what I can do. Most of it will center around paranormal things, because that's what my life centers around. But not all of it has to. You never know what you're going to get. And, I think, however, people kind of like that Kim Kardashian type of, you know, voyeurism of just seeing sometimes what a person's mundane life is like. And I'm not going to tell you what I'm having for dinner, for example, necessarily, but you'll get to see much more of a glimpse of what my life is really like, if that's something of interest, because a lot of people don't get the chance to go out and do the things that I get to do. And I'll tell you, this is kind of weird, you know, here I am in Puerto Rico. I leave Puerto Rico. They get hit with the most devastating hurricane in generations. Then I go to Las Vegas and film in Las Vegas and leave there, and they get the largest mass murder in history. So part of the time I'm thinking, hey, maybe you don't want to follow me around too closely. But the fact of the matter is, I just happen to often end up at places where something newsworthy happens. I don't know how it works that way, but you might not get to travel and see the things that I do, but it might be of interest to sort of see things from my point of view when these events occur.
Right. The night before that horrible news from Las Vegas, we were sitting in East Asheville chatting about, Lauren was there, Shelley was there, we were chatting about how you liked Las Vegas. Las Vegas would be a good place to live. There's almost no crime in Las Vegas. And a few hours later, yeah.
Well, you know, that's funny, because some of the areas around at the outskirts, like Henderson and Summerlin, have the lowest crime rates in the entire country. Isn't that something?
Well, there's not a ton of people in Henderson, Nevada, is there?
I don't know what the population is. I'm going to say it's probably in the neighborhood of 30, 40,000, something like that.
How far to Pahrump, Nevada?
That's a good little drive. You know, that's one thing I kick myself over. I had an invitation to go to Art Bell's house. And I would have done anything in the world to have been able to take up that invitation. But I was in a situation where I was filming a television program and then in San Francisco. And then I had to fly directly from there to Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, to speak at a conference. And he only had this, like, one-day window open, and there was just no way I could do that without blowing off my obligations. And this is when he offered his alien statue to me. But I got one of my friends, who's a big Art Bell fan, to go and pick up the statue on my behalf. And Art could have just dropped it off and said, have a nice day. But nope, Art invited him in, and they spent hours together, you know, talking about all kinds of wild stories. And he got a tour of the property, and I'm just like, ah, I missed that experience.
I just sent Art this photo the other day, Josh. Take a look at that and tell me if you know who that guy is. He's got the trademark thick glasses there. This is Art Bell's inspiration.
Oh, yeah. Long John Neville, absolutely. A lot of people, they think Art was the father, but Art would tell you Long John Neville was the father, I think.
Yeah, I know he was a big Long John Neville fan. Long John broadcasting out of New York City all night long for a decade or more there, beginning back in the 1950s, and interviewed all the greats in the paranormal field during that era. But yeah, this I happen to bring in because there's another article I want to refer to in here when we start to talk about the Biltmore Village tour. Folks, go ahead and visit hauntedasheville.com and book the Biltmore Village tour for tomorrow night. That's October the 15th, Sunday, October 15th, because I know a young red-haired witch that's going to be, witch in a nice way. That doesn't sound right when you just take it out of context. You witch. I know a little red-haired lady that's going to be guiding that tour. HauntedAsheville.com tomorrow night. Darkest Road in Radio. Speaking of strange, Joshua P. Warren speaking of strange, I'm your host, Vance Pollock, and we are lucky enough to have the man himself, JPW, Joshua P. Warren, in the studio with us. It's been a long time, Josh. We don't even get you on the phone that often. Like you say, you do like the Speaking of Strange special report, which people can access some of those back episodes on speakingofstrange.com. Down the middle of the page there, they'll see the podcast link, and they can browse a great deal of content from Speaking of Strange. How far back does that one go now? I mean, I know at one time there were MP3s of some of the early shows. A lot of that stuff is kind of lost to the age. I mean, it's backed up somewhere, but not available online. Every now and then, we ought to just dig back into the early archives and leak one of the really old shows just to, it changed a lot over the years.
Well, you know, I tell you what, when I started doing this program, there was no such thing as podcasting. And so I would bring a little boombox into the studio with me every night, and I would put a cassette recorder in there and hit record, and if I didn't remember to flip the tape or something, oh, well, that's lost to history. And I now have a box and a storage unit that is so heavy I cannot lift it. It comes up to about my thigh, and it is just packed from top to bottom with unlabeled, unorganized cassette tapes from the first few years of Speaking of Strange. And my brother-in-law, Charles, who is a huge Speaking of Strange fan, has offered to sit down and convert every single one of those and organize them. However, I went to the storage unit recently, and there's so much crap in my storage unit, I couldn't find it. So I have to go back and look harder. But then, once podcasting started, the podcasts were originally on what was in the Clear Channel WWNC page. And so we had years of podcasts there. And then they decided to redo that whole system and gave us a heads up so that we could at least copy all those files. And I do have a drive that's got all these old files on it, but then all those disappeared. And so now the new podcast page is operated independently by me and my company. And I believe we have podcasts on there now that go back quite a ways, maybe 2007 or something like that.
Right. Interesting stuff, anyways. Worth a look. And, you know, the Lemur Forum still exists out there in the fringes of the internet. And I occasionally will be thinking about a topic that was covered on Speaking of Strange in the early days, or something that we were chatting about or discussing on the Lemur Forum, and I'll drop back by the Lemur Forum. Of course, it's nearly forgotten. It's covered in cobwebs, but the Lemur Forum exists out there, and it's fun to read back over some of that stuff from like 10 years ago. I mean, it's been 10 years since we met in the little sandwich shop over in West Asheville. I think that was the first time you and I actually met that night for a little investigation over at the Pineapple Jack's on Haywood Road over in West Asheville. 10 years. Time flies when you're having fun, and we demonstrate it here on Asheville FM. The best few hours of radio out there.
You know you're not on Asheville FM right now.
Oh, did I say Asheville FM? Well, I'm not even on FM radio, am I?
No.
Right.
You're on News Radio 570.
That's what you get when you do all this radio. At least I didn't say I was on KGRA. I'm on 570 AM. Is that right? WWNC,
that is
the
correct,
talk of the
sir.
Mountains. Yeah, the talk of the mountains. But anyway, yeah, Speaking of Strange is the best.
Best
radio for
you
your
need
money.
A nap?
No, I need fewer naps. I napped way too much this week. I think that's it. My brain needs a jump start. Caffeine. That's what I need, caffeine. Anyway, yeah, it's good stuff. That's my point. It's good radio, wherever you get it. Speaking of Strange, where are you going to get it? You're going to get it right here on 570 or around the globe on speakingofstrange.com. Yeah, and even the podcasts are great. Shelley is nursing that C word, and hasn't had a lot to say. She doesn't want to jinx herself by saying she's got a cold. But Shelley, let's
sniffles every once in a while.
Let's try you out over there, just so people know you're with us.
I'm here,
not
hey,
just
the
in
mic
spirit.
Works.
You got good things going on over there at Nevermore. Yeah, it came to me. Nevermore Mystical Arts, 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. That's your paranormal boutique. Shelley is the proprietress. I like that title, proprietress. Thanks. And you got a friend Nevermore on Facebook, because Shelley posts pictures. She posted some pictures of herself modeling some lingerie. Like a robe.
Whoa.
Like
a cloak.
A cloak. That's right. And crystal balls and spirit boards and all that sorts of good stuff.
That's the good stuff.
You made the claim that it's the finest selection of spirit boards in the state of North Carolina.
I believe it is.
Bold.
Very bold.
Statement.
But you know what? I have more spirit boards than when I went to New Orleans. Even the voodoo shops didn't have very many of those.
Let's talk with Shelley about Nevermore next hour. Speaking of Strange,